T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
It's time to get the morning sports news on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome back to the Kia Studios on this Tuesday with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Going to be a wonderful day.
I just got some disturbing news, John Freaking.
And that is breaking. Do we have like
this
breaking
is a break. Can
news?
I get the breaking news sounder?
If you give me 1 second, I can give it.
Yeah, man.
Dawsonville's farther than you thought.
Yeah, no, not that, man. It's something. It's something that we were talking about yesterday. You know what we're all about?
We're waiting for Daryl.
Okay, I'm waiting for Daryl.
I can do it. Breaking news.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Breaking news.
Okay, so you know that we've been doing this job for like 2 years now. And right. The radio station's doing pretty fairly well.
Oh, I think we're doing
great.
Yeah,
and so now we are at the point now where we are starting to do team building activities.
Okay.
So the big boss, Terry Fox, came to us yesterday, and he asked all of us if we were going to join in on this, you know, this team building activity, going somewhere. We're going out of town, and we're going to do this team building activity. And so I'm like, fine, I have no problem with that. I'm all for team building activities. I love it.
That's not
it.
What you said.
I did. Well, okay, full disclosure, I asked, could I bring some company? Because, you know, I asked, could I bring company? Because when I think of team building activity, it's okay to build activities with the team, but it's in a nice, swanky establishment. So you have to take advantage of the situations that are brought to you.
Yeah, by the way, the boss has a headset and a mic right now. I'm just
talking. Shout out to it's Teacher Appreciation Week, everybody.
First of all, you're the only person who asked about bringing somebody else. Everyone else is happy, like, great. We're going to go have a good time. It's free.
Everybody else is married, though.
That's not true.
Daryl, you know you was bringing somebody. You thought about it, Daryl. I just, you know what it is, boss? Daryl didn't want to say anything. He knew I was going to say something.
Right.
But then you just threw another monkey wrench into the game.
But you just broke, Hugh, the biggest guy code. Every man listening to you right now is going, Hugh, if you want to bring somebody, you do it on the low, you get her own room, and you do what you do.
No,
you don't need to announce it.
No, but you hurt my feelings when you're talking about we got a room together.
It's a team building. It's free. We're going to Hilton Head.
Free is good.
There's a beach.
I'm
buying dinner for everybody. But you are just high maintenance, brother. Let's just spell it out.
I have never ruined anybody in life.
Well,
it's
guess
not,
what?
With a grown man.
Guess what?
I have certain quirks
you
and stuff.
You have your own money, you know. You could buy your own.
But it's so much better when I'm spending somebody else's bread.
Wow.
That's the problem.
Wow.
This was an offer that was given to me.
You guys deal with this every morning?
Yes.
Wow. I'm out.
Hold up, Daryl. You can't go to a team building activity and stay in the same room with another guy. Well, that's just not right.
He's doing this out of his pocket.
I understand. I appreciate it.
But you can get your own room.
But don't you understand, though, the fact that this isn't you get to pick and choose when you want a team build.
Right.
Team build here. This is a weekend of team building. He didn't tell you. You're going to be got a carpool, too.
Is Amy going?
No.
She's not going.
No.
But look,
you
though.
You just got married. You ain't taking your wife. Daryl.
Hirsch. You got me.
Hirsch.
Hugh, I am getting married.
I need to talk to Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. John, are you bringing your wife?
No.
Hirsch, I don't want to talk to you.
Listen.
I'm talking to Mike Bell.
What you do is, like Terry just said.
This ain't right, man.
Bro, that's put her up somewhere else.
That's 3 whole days.
And go stay in her room.
Go stay in her room.
That means I got to.
Well, hold on a second. Yeah. 3 whole days? You already on the hook so bad you can't go 3 days without your new woman?
Oh.
I don't even like the way you presented that, bro. That, it ain't even
and
like
he said
that.
Woman.
I was just saying it's the weekend.
We all know who you were talking to last night about getting to Dawsonville on my wedding. Are you? No. Is there a plus one now?
Hold up now.
Hot for teacher.
Hold up now.
It's this about to get crazy.
Yeah, how did
this, wait a minute. Hold up, though. How y'all turn this all on me, though?
You turned it on yourself.
No, I'm just saying.
Who came in and said breaking news?
You're the one that laced
no,
the shoes
No,
up.
No, no.
You put your shoes on, your big boy shoes, and you walked into this.
All right, then. Well, since it's turning into something I didn't want it to be, I'm going to go ahead and just leave this one alone.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it alone, too.
The dollar menu is back at McDonald's, by the way. You can stop by your local McDonald's for a sausage biscuit, a McChicken biscuit, or a sausage McMuffin. Just a dollar for the sausage biscuit. Boy, that sounds good right now. The McChicken biscuit, the sausage McMuffin, just $1. Oh, that sounds really good. Right now at McDonald's. Let's get into a few of the headlines here. The Braves last night taking on the New York Mets at SunTrust Park to open a 7-game homestand, and it didn't start the way that they had hoped it would.
Fly ball toward left. Kemp is on the run. Look at that ball carry. It's up against the wall, and it is in the bullpen for New York. Jose Reyes with a 2-strike, 2-out solo home run has extended the Mets' lead.
Chip Carey on Fox Sports South as the Mets take a 7-5 win over the Atlanta Braves and open the homestand on a sour note. The Braves will see Julio Teheran get roughed around a little bit in the fourth inning. And after the game, Julio said this about the fact that he didn't have his A game with him.
I don't really know what happened. Obviously, I was missing a little bit. I didn't have my stuff today, but and they took advantage. Whenever I don't have my stuff, you know, at this level, you're gonna get hit, and that's what happened to me.
Yeah, Michael Conforto was the one that got the hit party started for him, and then that was that fourth inning, and it was just all downhill.
And they had a leadoff home run to start the game. Braves had a leadoff home run. That's a rarity, I would imagine. Grant's the one with the numbers, but, you know, the Mets start the game, leadoff home run, and then the Braves come to bat bottom of the first inning, leadoff home run. That's probably a really rare feat to have that in the first inning of the two leadoff guys. But having said that, it's a shame in a way that Julio Teheran, who has struggled so mightily over the last couple of years for any run support, that he gets 5 runs and he can't get a W because, he is your ace. He is an all-star caliber pitcher.
Oh, there's no question about that. But that's the life of the pitcher, you know, and you can't complain about it because some nights it's there for you and some nights it isn't. But one thing I do like about what the Braves are doing right now, they're fighting. They're showing resilience. They had a lot of hits last night. They just didn't get the win. It was just tough. When they seemed like they were battling back, the Mets just hit those two other extra runs, and it was a wrap.
You know, you and I were talking earlier about, you know, Dansby Swanson scuffling to start the season, and I think we both have, you know, an expectation he's going to be able to work through this a little bit and trying to, you know, find the right lineup that works for them offensively, you know, through and through. But I will say this. I have really liked, even though the Braves lost last night, I know that they've dropped a couple of games in a row and what have you, and the fact that they're under 500, but I've liked what they've kind of done. You know, they faced adversity at the jump in the opening week of the season, then they hit that really rough patch when they went back on the road, but they've managed to fight through that, and I think if they could fight through the beginning of this season, look, I have a belief, Hugh, that just sort of like last year, at some point this team is going to catch fire again, and it's going to be a fun summer. I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up your skirt and say they're going to make the playoffs, but I still think this team could flirt with 500, and they could be a lot of fun to
watch. They're fighting. I mean, that's the most important thing, John, that they're fighting. It's still, you know, you look at their record, much better position than they were in last year, and they're playing better. You look at some of those series that they were in that they lost, that if they get a hit here, a timely hit here, a timely hit there, we're looking at a whole different scale. We're looking at a whole different standing for them. We're looking at more wins. So,
right.
Yeah.
And Ender hit his 5th home run last night, which is astonishing that in 24 games, Ender Inciarte has 5 home runs. The Braves needed to find some more power besides Kemp and Freeman. And
when do you think that they'll probably start looking at bringing up Dwight Howard?
Ryan Howard?
Ryan Howard.
You know what? I had his face in my head, and I was like, okay, Ryan. But I said Dwight because I was thinking basketball.
No, that's what you get for snitching.
I wasn't snitching. Those are important questions that I need to know, especially when you're going on a 3-day trip. And ain't nobody in love. I just asked the question.
Buy your own room. I said that yesterday in the meeting. You didn't catch it.
I don't think.
Because I was distraught about this whole when you hit me with the staying in the same room thing. I might want to walk around in my MeUndies.
All right, that's not a pretty thought.
As long as you have those undies on.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, whoever my roommate better be prepared for me to be walking around in my MeUndies.
Can't even say prepared. Say it again.
Prepared.
John, are you ready?
Prepared.
Are you ready?
What?
You and Hugh.
That is not a good roommate combination.
I
won't have any room. There'd be no room on the counter with all the oils that would be up there.
And then I'll be playing truffle butter.
You know.
That ain't funny.
It gets funny to me.
Just a little update before we get too far on.
You guys got to explain the truffle butter thing to me because I missed the joke.
John, read the text line. They probably won't bring up Ryan Howard quite this quick because as of yesterday, I'm not sure if Gwinnett played last night or not, but as of yesterday, he was 4-for-24 with 4 singles and 6 strikeouts in 7 games. Ooh, so
yes, it'll be a minute.
They might hold off on him.
You mean Tim Tebow's putting up better numbers? Is that what you're saying?
John, first off, don't bring Tebow into this. They in different leagues, and I think we all know what Ryan Howard has done in his past. So I don't – just move along.
It is Matt Harvey against R.A. Dickey tonight at SunTrust Park, Braves and Mets. Second game of a 7-game series. NBA last night, the Houston Rockets and the Cleveland Cavaliers, both winners. Let's begin with the Cavs. The Cavs played Toronto in game one of their semifinal series. LeBron James and Kyrie Irving basically said – this is our world. Welcome to it, and this thing is over now. Yeah, they're throwing it off the backboard. They're jamming it. TNT last night. Now LBJ.
That was a sick dunk, though.
It was a sick dunk. 35-10, a double double for LBJ. Irving had a double double, 24-10 assists. And Hugh, if those two are on the same page and rolling. It's only been one game, but I'm going to go ahead and say this series is over.
Well, it's not like Toronto hasn't been the sacrificial lamb before. I mean, because they have lost, like, multiple series beginning series games. They've lost a ton of those. But the Cavs, you would think that with 8 days rest that they would be a little rusty. But did you see that? I think they had it on ESPN the other day where they were showing how LeBron had everybody in there working out. They had some bike with it. They was up there stepping on for like 5 minutes at a time, and he had the whole squad in there just working out. So they're ready to roll, and it's a different game. It's a different game in the playoffs than it is during the regular season, and you can see that because everybody was talking about how the Cavs look rusty and everything.
But it's beyond
don't look
that.
Rusty
I mean,
now.
In the third quarter of the game, LeBron misses a layup badly. He just gacked it and runs over to the sidelines. And one of the ushers or the servers or whatever they're called who take care of all the hoi polloi on the front line is taking a beer back to the locker room. And LeBron runs over. He grabs the beer out of her hand and pretends like he's going to drink it.
Yeah.
And he's laughing about it. Now, I don't know that Adam Silver's going to – I don't know if Adam Silver will say anything about
that.
He didn't do anything.
He just grabbed it.
But
and I'm pretty sure the beer company loved the advertising.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Because I'm assuming it was like Bud. It looked like a Budweiser.
I couldn't tell what kind of a beer it was. There was a napkin around
it. It was like a Budweiser. Yeah, I think it was Budweiser.
But that's how relaxed he was last night. And I said, if they're that relaxed, yeah, this thing is over. Meantime, the San Antonio Spurs, I'm not going to proclaim them so much dead as I'm going to say we thought it was possible the Houston Rockets and the beer were going to be the biggest threat to a Golden State-Cleveland final. And last night, it sure looked that way in San Antonio.
James Harden. Harden's got 16 points and 8 assists, but not a single rebound. Inside Capella, dropping it hard. Great feed by James Harden.
Yeah, the Beard and company blasted San Antonio in San Antonio. Hugh, they were up by 30 at halftime and won in San Antonio 126-99.
Yeah, and it just seemed like when they took off, they just did not look back. And who was it? Nene choked. Who did Nene choke out, Daryl? Nene, it was Dembo or somebody. One of the San Antonio players just choked him out. They were balling last night and did not look back. Did not care.
Forget the beer in the Cavs game. Yeah, Nene is going to be front and center for Adam Silver's plate at 9 o'clock this morning. No question about that.
Well, he said he was just defending his teammate. As a matter of fact, he tweeted about it. He said that he was just defending his teammate, so it wasn't nothing that, you know, should be up in arms about. But, yeah, he did choke him out.
Yeah,
well, they said they downplayed it. They say he didn't choke him out. He just put his hands around his neck and
You touch somebody like that, you know what? Mm-hmm. So the Rockets blast the Spurs, coming off the fact that they blasted Russ and Oklahoma City. Do you look at the Houston Rockets at the elevation of their game right now, Hugh, and think they're the one team that can get in the way of a Golden State Cleveland final again?
No. I still think this is a star-driven league, and the stars are going to have to be the ones that drive. The more stars you have on your team, the better chance you have of winning. And you, that's what you have with Golden State, a bunch of stars. And it's Dedmon. Did I say his name right? Dwayne Dedmon. Yeah, I said it. Dwayne Dedmon.
Tonight you have game two of the Washington-Boston series with the Celtics leading 1-0. Also game one of the Jazz and Warriors. And there's kind of a funny little story about this Jazz-Warriors game. The Warriors are out there talking not about the Jazz as a team that's, you know, hot coming in off their win over the Clippers. No, they're talking about having to go to Salt Lake City and hang around and not go to L.A. Matt Barnes said this: there's no nightlife in Utah. Obviously, as players, you want to be able to have a little bit of nightlife, but the main focus is winning games. Andre Iguodala: the problem with Utah is that you're just sitting there and your mind is like dead, because in L.A. you still got energy for the game. They're worried about going to Salt Lake City and not being able to party. Now, two things about this. One, go to Vegas.
That was Matt Barnes that was coming from, though. You got to take that with a grain of salt.
No, but I'm just saying, go to Vegas if you have a problem. Catch a flight. They're on the hour every hour.
Yeah, but you know, you don't want to leave the city. I'm pretty sure it's different in the NBA than it is in football, because that's the only parallel that I have to this. But I mean, he shouldn't have said it. He shouldn't have said it, but he does have a point. I mean, sitting there, because you're there for like 2 days.
Yeah, I was going to say, they have like five days in between each game, because each series has to take 2.5 months. So, I mean, I don't blame him one bit. Dude, look how long the first round lasted.
Yeah, and it's like you want to, you know, sometimes you want to get away and unwind and just go somewhere. You might want to have a ballin'-ass glass of wine and, you know, hang out with your lady friend or something.
Okay, then to Matt Barnes and Andre Iguodala, from somebody who has spent quite a few days in Salt Lake City in my career, you know, covering college sports against Utah and BYU, I have two words for you: Park City, okay?
It's a little different for you, though, John.
Yeah, and Utah's rocking, dude. Pretty dry, isn't it?
No, you got bars everywhere.
I went to Utah a couple times, and they thought that one of my relatives were the Jazz. It's not for me.
So they're not used to seeing people like you in Utah that much?
Not unless you play basketball.
They got a lot of Samoans there, though, don't they?
No.
Well, but the church, the Mormon church, I mean, yeah, but you know what? I mean, there's bars. It's not like it's dry.
But it's not the nightlife. It's not.
Well, I understand that, John, but you go up to Park City. Park City's pretty cool. Park City's a lot of fun.
For you.
Well, Park City's high end, dude. I mean, it's high end. I mean,
I get it, John.
John don't get.
He doesn't. He doesn't understand.
He'll get what you're saying.
Right.
John's like, they got pinochle.
Playing pinochle. There's nothing wrong with pinochle.
They're playing bingo.
I like pinochle.
John.
Bingo.
They probably don't even have a shoe model establishment. Do they have a shoe model establishment in Utah?
I think so. But
they
I don't know that it's all
blouses.
They be
dancing in blouses. And long dresses and blouses.
Well, you're acting like we're going to Utah and double it up in rooms in Salt Lake.
John, I'm not rooming with you. We can fellowship and we could team build. We can't stay together.
No, well, I don't have any room for my stuff.
You better come out of that pocket then.
That's too much.
Pinochle.
Your pocket about to get lighter then.
That's fine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.